There we go. Testing one, two, testing. Well, I'm coming through good there. How about you, Joe?
I'm coming through good. Right in the sweet spot. Right.
There you go. All right. Now, this is another song that he wrote for a companion of his that didn't make it in the struggle of Central America. It's called The Last Night of the World.
Wow.
Florida Canyon lime juice, it's 3 a.m. Blow a fruit fly off the rim of my glass. The radio's playing Superchunk and the Friends of Dean Martinez. Midnight, it was bike tires whacking the potholes. Milling humans, shivering energy glow. Fusing the spaces between them with bar throb, bass and laughter.
Morning, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, ladies and gentlemen. This is Resistance Radio with your host, Stuart Acuff, and my friend, my leader, my brother, John Case for Resistance Radio. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of great news. I don't know if it's all great news, but lots of interesting news. From the federal government.
Hot news.
Hot news.
Got hot news.
Hot news. Hot right news. Here. Hot news on www.enlightenradio.org. And every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., it's your go-to place to about the resistance to Donald Trump and fascism in America.
And if you happen to miss it for any reason, then you're going to be able to...
pick up a podcast.
You're going to be able to pick up a podcast shortly after, within a day. I'm trying to get a rapid podcast return.
There you go.
It's a raw podcast. There might be things in it that
other people call mistakes, we call life.
You know, so it could be. It could be that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
We try to get it right the first time. Of course, we don't, but we try. But
we try
as hard as we can. And we've got a great guest this morning.
Who's that?
A woman named Lisa Ring. She is the Democratic chair of one of the deep South Georgia counties. She's a strong Bernie supporter and is playing a leading role in Georgia politics and Georgia Democratic politics.
Right.
And we've never had someone from a rural area on this show. And so we're going to ask her a little bit about rural issues. I have a thought about that, but we're going
to
see what
Lisa
says.
We're living in a, you know, somewhat still rural, well, you know, comparatively to some, still quite a bit of farming going on in Jefferson County.
Right.
Not like it once was, but it's still here.
Right.
And you don't have to drive very far around the county to get behind one of them big farm equipment machines.
Right.
That's trying to make it down the road.
Right.
I got behind.
Yeah, we are in a farming community. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I would got behind one of these guys that had, you know, a real, it's for furrowing the ground, right? I don't even know what the right name for that particular
instrument is. Called a disc plow.
Yeah, a disc plow. Okay.
Right.
And but it was a lane and a half, really almost two lanes wide, right? And it was they were trying to get it down Flowing Springs Road.
Right.
Here in Jefferson County, West Virginia, and people were having to, you know, hang out over on the shoulder in the ditch to get it to pass. But everybody seemed, you know, pretty used to it. I mean,
right.
It wasn't like that, you know, if you'd been in the city or the suburb, horns would be screaming.
Yes, it's a little bit slower up here in rural West Virginia, the eastern panhandle of West Virginia. We like it here. We're located, our radio studio is located on top of the Four Seasons Bookstore on German Street, right in the middle of downtown Shepherdstown. We love being right downtown Shepherdstown. And we like being above a bookstore, quite frankly.
Yeah, it keeps the appearance of intellectualism a little, it lifts us up. Let us just say that it lifts us up.
Yes.
We're surrounded by knowledge.
But, right.
You know,
but John, everybody knows you're bookish.
Bookish. I am bookish.
Yes, you're bookish.
I know.
And you're a working class intellectual.
I'm it's that's a broad stroke.
And my friend, you're a
I'm a loser too.
You're a celebrity in Shepherdstown.
I'm a loser.
And Harper's Ferry.
I'm a loser.
Can you believe that? How do you know your president is from the Bronx?
I'm a loser.
Because when he expresses condolences for a terrorist act, he says, the guy was a loser, you know.
An evil loser. Now
Was an evil loser.
What about Donald? What about the evil winners?
Right.
What about them? I mean, I consider myself a good loser. But where is the, you know.
John, I sent you something last night. I bet you didn't get a chance to see it.
What? No, I didn't.
And to all our listeners, let me encourage you to look for this on the internet and watch it. It's the best speech on race I think I've heard since Barack Obama talked about Jeremiah Wright in his first campaign. I was sitting with Jesse Jackson at a conference watching Barack's speech, and after he finished, I turned to Reverend and I said, "Whoa, what a great speech." And Reverend said, "It was a teachable moment," and he taught.
That's a great line.
It was a teachable moment and he taught. He certainly did. But this speech I'm referring to, which was just given, is a speech of Mayor Mitch Landrieu of New Orleans about why the city, including himself and the city council, decided to take down the statues to Confederate heroes in New Orleans.
Robert E. Lee and others, right?
Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, Jeff Davis, and there was one other. PGT Beauregard was the, what do you call it? He was the military dictator of New Orleans during the Civil War.
Okay.
And, you know, Mitch made it a speech about
slavery and the Civil War and why it's those statues are so abhorrent to so many people. But friends and neighbors, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, look for that speech by New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu. A phenomenal speech. You got to see it.
You got to see it to believe it.
We're going to talk with Lisa about a lot of what Trump is doing. But I want to just mention a few things right now. Of course, today he is in Rome at Vatican City visiting with the Pope. The Pope made a great speech yesterday that went directly to Trump and what he's doing. I was proud to be a part of a great group of women last Friday from Vigilance. They were all three from Vigilance, led by a great sister named Tracy Reardon. And we went to Joe Manchin's office, met with his staff, and then we went to Shelley Moore Capito's office, met with her staff, mainly about health care. And we got great news. Both of them are holding firm to their refusal to vote to cut off the Medicaid expansion to West Virginia. They're still holding up, refusing to vote for any bill that would cut off the expanded Medicaid in West Virginia. They both still are committed to pre-existing conditions. And they both say they're not going to support anything that would hurt West Virginia healthcare consumers and West Virginia people. So that was great news. If we get brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, this is so important. If we get Capito's vote against the Republican assault on healthcare, the Republican AHCA, if we get Senator Capito's vote to oppose that legislation, we'll only need two more Republicans to stop it. And we've got to stop it. It bleeds over into the president's budget. Okay, now we have data from two different sources, from the Republican House bill on health care and now from the president's budget. They are committed to ending all Medicaid expansion. The president's budget calls for cutting $800 billion in Medicaid expansion. That is exactly the same number, down to the same dollar and cents of the bill that was passed in the Republican House of Representatives. This Republican legislation is nothing more than a way to take money from the pockets of poor people and old people and put it in the pockets of those who make more in a day than they can spend in a lifetime, or than you and me could spend in a lifetime. And that's abhorrent to me. Absolutely abhorrent. And then Trump Rump goes on to cut food stamps by 25%. Can you imagine any government in the world making a decision to take food out of the mouths of its own people? And that's what Trump would do. Take food. So people wonder why this resistance is so important. Because we have some shared values. We have some shared principles. We believe in taking care of one another. At least our better selves believe in taking care of one another. And of course, those who are running the country today, and that's not just Trump, that's the massive corporations, that's Trump, it's the radical right and the fascists in the House and the Senate and the racists in the House and the Senate, the misogynists, the women haters, the poor people haters, those who look down their nose at people who were created in the image of an all-loving God. And that's why our resistance is so important, to stop what has become the assault on American democracy.
That sounds like a good opportunity for us to pass the
pass the plate,
Reverend.
Brother Deacons.
And I want you to know that you can go to www.enlightenedradio.org and you'll see a link of called Make a Donation. Now, my friends, because I'm not yet fully unincorporated, when you click on the link, it says, would you like to pay John? Your answer right now should be yes, and you will become an honor, an immediate member of Enlightened Radio, and also find a way to participate. Okay, we got a call coming in.
This is Lisa Abbott.
Good morning. You're on Enlightened Radio. Hello?
Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Let me turn you up a little bit here. Hold on a second. Got a little bit of echo.
We
got to
adjust your sound, Lisa.
Okay, hold on a second.
Feedback, too.
You getting some feedback?
Yeah, I think there is a little.
There's a little echo, yeah.
I wonder why that is. Is this off? It's like we have a speaker on.
John is the president of the station, founder of the station, and also, because Lisa, I'm too slow to learn how to run three computers at the same time, he also agrees to be my engineer
on my
show.
Let's see if we can.
Do we just need to live with that?
I think for right now,
echo.
Why don't you guys talk for a minute, and I'll try to find it while you're talking.
Is it bothering you?
I'm sorry, Stuart. I'm having a really hard time hearing anything.
Okay.
Echo.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes.
Hang up and call back in so I can talk.
Okay. Go ahead. Do that. I'll wait for your call. Okay. Thanks. Let's see if that does it. I don't know why that's. I hear a little echo right now, actually. Yeah. And I don't know why that is. Hold on a second here. Oh, it could be because of that. Testing one two. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Lisa? No feedback.
Hold on.
The same.
Oh, no. Can you hear us now?
Not really.
Okay, we're going to keep working on it, Lisa, but let me ask you some questions and then let you take your time answering.
We're going to have to, we got a problem here. We got way too much echo here. We're going to have to cancel, let's try it again in about a half hour. Okay. Can we do that, Stuart?
Sure. Lisa, can you call us in about a half hour? Lisa,
call back.
Yes.
That'd be great.
I'll attempt to do that.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah, we got to fix this in order for it to be understandable.
Okay. That's all right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hold on. Okay, we're going to pause for a minute here.
I'm concerned with the labor movement today is its role in the resistance. That is a traditional role of labor movements, to fight fascism, because workers are some of the most threatened by fascists. And workers' institutions are always threatened by fascists. First thing Hitler did in 1933 when he took over, he became chancellor, was outlaw trade unions in Germany.
Yeah.
That even before he went after the Jewish people and the gypsies. Because the labor movement is the counterbalance, the counterweight to corporate power, to private power, to private wealth. And that's why the labor movement is so important. You know, John, I now live in this area. I lived in Philadelphia before I moved here, and D.C. before I went to Philadelphia. And I'm so proud of this little resistance movement in the Eastern Panhandle. I went last night. I attended the Vigilance, which is part of Indivisible Huddle at the Bavarian Inn. Very nice place to have a progressive political huddle.
You rode down here, huh? From
my friend Tracy Reardon picked me up.
Oh, that's good. There you go. Yeah. So okay.
And you know, I'm having a good time doing what I love to do. But since I don't get paid to do it like I did for most of my life, I feel no pressure about.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know.
You know. So, you know, it's fun to write a press release for good people, people that you really respect and like.
Yeah, right.
And as my experience as an organizer demonstrates, and as the much of the history of the United States demonstrates, and as certainly American Indian culture demonstrates, it's better when you're governance and when your society, when your culture is led by women. And that's one of the exciting things about working with the resistance movement in the Eastern Panhandle. It's very active. It's very energetic. People are very excited, and there's no rough edges. There's no like internal political intrigue, nothing like that. It's just all open and good. And I really like the leadership of the resistance. Lynn Yellett, who does a fantastic job. As I said, Tracy Reardon, who's leading the outreach for Vigilance. You know, great, great people, great organizers, great leaders. And, you know, I wrote this other poem last
Lynn's
week.
Lynn's a great agitator. I don't know Tracy as well, but, you know, I know Lynn is...
Tracy's a totally different kind of leader from Lynn, but Lynn is a great agitator. She's a great organizer.
Yeah,
no, she makes things happen.
Yeah,
she fills rooms up. She comes from a history of organizing. Her father was a community organizer.
Yep.
Tom Moses, I think, was her father's
name.
She's fantastic. And you know, if we could ever get Maria away from the taqueria.
Yeah, she too would be up there, yeah.
Yeah, she would.
I know. She'd like to, but she's got a business to.
I know. We got a lot of good talent.
Got to meet payroll every
week. In this area.
That kind of thing.
But. Yeah, yeah. Well, and you got to put that first. You got to put your responsibilities first. But it's also a responsibility to defend the nation and defend our society. And it really is just that serious. That our values, our history, our traditions, our compassion for one another, our the very soul of the nation is at risk right now.
Speaking of your opportunities to resist, there's going to be a candidates forum tonight in Bolivar at the at the library, the running for a town that has. You know, now in an existential angst about its identity, since in order to be a town, one of the things you're supposed to do is support your own police service, but we're not able to do that anymore. So the question is if the county is going to provide us services so that normally a town would fund,
right?
Should we still remain a town? And of course, that leads to all kinds of ancient matters, you know,
rising
to the surface.
I have a thought, but I am not going to express it.
Probably don't.
Because I am way too new to the Eastern Panhandle.
Right.
I would step on a bunch of toes if I said what I was thinking. So I'm not going to do that.
Anyway, that's...
Because my good friend John Case, he has Che Case, his house, Che Case.
In Bolivar,
right on the border with Harper's Ferry.
Yes, that's true. And the National Park as well.
The town too small to be made into two.
Yes, it is. Anyway, but...
Yeah. That's as far as I'm going to go, John. Don't worry about it.
I know. And so, you know, and we have this issue of ancient towns that may not have, you know, enough... you know, tax
income
in their pockets to really do it. Okay,
right.
As a town. So, but Anyway, we'll see what the different responses to that little financial environment may be tonight,
right,
at the candidates forum. So
that'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, the now that the spirit of Jefferson has identified the three Republicans who came in on the tails of Trump into the
county commission
are idiots, or are alleged to be idiots. I think it's incumbent upon me to make sure and go to the next county commission meeting and give each of them a small test.
Will it be a math test, a history test? Probably not an English test, I'm guessing.
Can you spell county commissioner?
There is not two N's in it.
I thought it was a con. Oh, no.
It starts with commie.
Commie commissioner. Yeah, I thought it was the commie commission.
Yeah, we might have some fun with that.
I know, the commie commission.
Hey, I've got great news, John.
What?
Lisa Ring will be back with us next Wednesday. She has agreed to come back.
I gotta fix this.
She's excited.
I apologize to you today because now now the tape of your show is going to sound a little bit funny, but nonetheless,
that's right.
It's valuable information.
Valuable information. There's no harm in having some fun with it, and I just, I try to use this show to bring in people to the radio station from all over America, if not the world, and we've done that. But today, not being able to put Lisa on the air because of technical difficulties, it's been fun to reflect and congratulate and thank our local people in the resistance who are leading or just being active in the resistance, see all the things that are going on in the Eastern Panhandle. The Democratic Party next month, I think in June, is going to have their own town hall meeting and invite residents to come talk about the issues that they see from Jefferson County. So that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be good too. Yeah. That's very good.
But the other thing, so we went and saw Manchin and Capito's staff last Friday, and they were good meetings. Both meetings were good. The Manchin's guy was great. Keith was great. Capito's person was polite and courteous. He didn't give up much information, but he gave us enough. And then the Senator Manchin called my friend Tracy Reardon, who's the head of outreach for Vigilance, and spent 45 minutes on the phone with her. Now that is a politician with good political instincts, because we had, in a letter to him, we had raised a number of issues, mainly about healthcare, but he called Tracy and they talked about all manner of issues. That says something for the value of the resistance here. And let me let you know, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, that the whole country is watching what's happening in West Virginia, because West Virginia may be the most pivotal state in the country on what the next stage of healthcare in America is. If Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito vote against the AHCA, we have a great chance of blocking it and stopping it and stopping the repeal, and thus stopping the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. And we, we've got to get all of us raising the question about workers' wages. As I said in my poem, 40 years now, no increase in standard of living, quality of life. The only increases were in inequality. And now, your president, my president, who we are resisting with all the might in our bodies and souls, is trying to take $800 billion from Medicaid for low-income people, low-income workers and retirees, and transfer that in direct tax cuts to the wealthy, which will do nothing to raise the standard of living of average Americans, will do nothing to invest in America, will do nothing to grow the economy, will do nothing for the United States. The only thing it will do is balloon the deficit. And also, when we look at what was passed in the House, we see cuts in Medicaid expansion, and we see cuts in subsidies for health insurance, and we see cuts in the entire program to fund a tax cut for the very wealthy, which will do nothing for the rest of us. Brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, it's 10:59. We're almost out of time here on the Resistance Radio, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, come to Resistance Radio. Get your happy on. Get your resistance on. Get your mojo on. And that's it for us. I hope to hear you and see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. That'll be June 1, I think. Next Wednesday, 10 a.m., we'll have Lisa Ring on with us. Thank you so much, friends and neighbors, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. This is Stuart A. Cuff signing off. God bless you, and God bless the U.S. of A.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2. I just fixed it.
You just fixed it?